So today we are reading from Srimad Bhagavatam 4.2, the creation of the fourth order. The chapter is chapter 24, chanting the song sung by Lord Shiva. And the verse of today is verse 44. Dashanam no didikshunam.
Dashanam no didikshunam.
Dashanam no didikshunam.
Dashanam no didikshunam.
Dehi Bhagavata Chitam.
Dehi Bhagavata Chitam.
Dehi Bhagavata Chitam.
Dehi Bhagavata Chitam.
Rupam Priyatamam Svanam.
Rupam Priyatamam Svanam.
Rupam Priyatamam Svanam. Sarvendriya gunam janam.
Sarvendriya gunam janam.
Sarvendriya gunam janam.
Sarvendriya gunam janam.
Dashanam.
Dashanam.
Vision.
Vision.
Na. Avo. Didikshunam.
Didikshunam.
Desirous to see.
Desirous to see.
Dehi.
Dehi.
Kindly exhibit.
Kindly exhibit.
Bhagavata,
Bhagavata
of the devotees,
devotees
Achitam, as worshipped by them, Rupam,
Rupam
form,
form,
Priyatamam,
Priyatamam
dearmost,
dearmost
Svanam,
Svanam
of your devotees,
devotees
Sarva Indriya,
Sarva Indriya
all the senses,
all the senses
Guna,
Guna
qualities,
qualities
Anjanam,
Anjanam,
very much pleasing.
Very much pleasing.
Translation and purport by His Divine Guru Prabhupada. My dear Lord, I wish to see you exactly in the form that your very dear devotee worship. You have many other forms, but I wish to see your form that is especially liked by the devotees. Please be merciful upon me and show me that form. For only that form worshipped by the devotees can perfectly satisfy all the demands of the senses. In the Shruti or Veda mantra, it is said that the Supreme Absolute Truth is Sarva Kama Sarva Ganda Sarva Rasa, or in other words, is known as Raso Vaisa, the source of all relishable relationships, Rasa. We have various senses, the power of seeing, tasting, smelling, touching, etc. And all the propensities of our senses can be satisfied when the senses are engaged in the service of the Lord. Rishikena Rishikesha Sevanam Bhakti Ruchate. Bhakti means engaging all the senses in the service of the master of the senses, Rishikesh. That's from the Narada Pancharatram. These material senses overware cannot be engaged in the service of the Lord. Therefore, one has to become free from all designations. Sarvopadi vinirmuktam tatparadvena nirmaram. One has to become free from all designation of false egotism and thus become purified. When we engage our sense in the service of the Lord, the desire or the inclination of the senses can be perfectly fulfilled. Lord Shiva therefore wants to see the Lord in a form which is inconceivable to the Bodha philosophers or the Buddhist. The impersonalists and the voidists also have to see the form of the Absolute. In Buddhist temple, there are forms of Lord Buddha in meditation. But these are not worshipped like the form of the Lord in Vaishnava temples. Form like Radha Krishna, Sitaram or Lakshmi Narayan. Amongst the different Sampradaya, Vaishnava sect, either Radha Krishna or Lakshmi Narayan is worshipped. Lord Shiva wants to see that form perfectly, just as the devotee wants to see it. The words Rupam Priyatamam Svanam are specifically mentioned here, indicating that Lord Shiva wants to see that form which is very dear to the devotees. The word Svanam is especially significant because only the devotees are very, very dear to the Supreme Personality of Godhead. The Gyani, Yogi, and Kamis are not particularly dear for the Kami. Sorry. The Gyani, Yogi, and Kami are not particularly dear, for the Kami simply want to see the Supreme Personality of Godhead as their order supplier. The Gyani want to see him to become one with him, and the Yogi want to see him partially represented within their hearts as Paramatma. But the Bhakta or the devotees want to see him in his complete perfection. As stated in Brahma Samhita, Venum kvanantam aravinda dalayataksham bharavatam tamasitam buddhasundarangam kandarpa koti kamaniya vishesha shubham govindam adipurusham tamaham vajami. I worship Govinda, the primeval lord who is adept at playing on his flute, whose eyes are blooming like lotus petals, whose head is bedecked with peacock feathers, whose beauty is tinged with the hue of blue clouds, and whose unique loveliness charms millions of Cupid. Thus, Lord Shiva's desire is to see the Supreme Personality of Godhead as he is described in this way. That is, he wants to see him as he appeared to the Bhagavat, the devotee. The conclusion is that Lord Shiva wants to see him in complete perfection and not in the impersonalist or voidist way. Although the Lord is one in his various forms, Advaita, Madhyuta, Manadim, still his form as the young enjoyer of the gopi and companion of the covered boy, Kishora Murti, is the most perfect form. Thus, Vaishnav accept the form of the Lord in his Vrindavan pastime as the chief form. Om Agyanati Milandasya Agyananjana Shalakaya Shakshuru Militam Yena Tasma Shri Gurave Namaha Vandiham Shri Guru Shita Padakamalam Shri Gurum Vishnavamsa Shri Rupam Sagajatam Sahagana Raghunatam Vitam Tam Sajivam Sadvitam Savadutam Parijana Saitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padam Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishakam Vitam Shah Hey Krishna Karuna Sindhu Dinabandhu Jagatpate Gopisha Gopika Kantarada Kantana Mustute Thakta Kanchana Gorangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Vrishabhanu Sute Devi Paramami Hari Priye Vansha Garpada Rubhyascha Kripasanubhyah Vacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha Jaya Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadada Shivasati Gura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Ram Ram, Hare Hare, Namo Prabhupada Priya Sri Jagannath Chaitanya Namo Taye, Bhakta Shri Kaya Krishna Kitani Nana Rasimu Narakshitaya Namo Namaha. So I read the translation again. My dear Lord, I wish to see you exactly in the form that your very dear devotee worship. You have many other forms, but I wish to see your form that is especially liked by the devotees. Please be merciful upon me and show me that form, for only that form worshipped by the devotee can perfectly satisfy all the demands of the senses. So it's a verse which is very much emphasized the importance of the form of the Lord. I think it's like 5 or 6 times the word form is mentioned in the translation. So it shows how it's important for the devotee, the unique form of the Absolute Truth. As it is explained, there is many different varieties of understanding of the Absolute Truth. And Prabhupada mentioned the different category of spiritualists, like the Gyani or the Yogi and the Kami, which are not even spiritualists really, but still they worship the Lord, and of course the devotee. And it is explained that in the purport, Prabhupada say how all those different person, they are not so dear to Krishna. Krishna, he doesn't really he said, Krishna, only the devotees are very, very dear to the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And the other, the Jnani, Yogi, and Kami, they are not particularly dear. And he explained, Prabhupada explained why, the reason. First, by saying the Kami, although they worship God, even sometime in his very original form as Lord Krishna, their intention is quite materialistic, because they want to get something in return to their prayer. That's actually their motivation. And the Kami want to get something in exchange for whatever so-called spiritual endeavor he make. And the impersonalist, the same Prabhupada, the Jnani, they want actually to become one with him. That's their goal. So it's also not the most elevated desire, because to be one with God, although it's certainly more elevated than just to try to enjoy in a material world, although there is some kind of understanding of the absolute truth of a higher dimension, still the motivation is not so pure, because it's still quite centered on our own pleasure or own satisfaction. We want to become one, the same as Krishna. And the yogi, of course, Prabhupada said that they want to see him partially represented within their heart as Paramatma. Although it's not something whimsical, the vision of Krishna in the heart as Paramatma, it's actually very scientific. And the yogi have to make a very very profound spiritual endeavor in order to attain this vision of the Paramatma in their heart. Still, the relation with this form of Paramatma, this form of the Lord, is not based on the high and the most elevated goal, in the sense that there is no really an exchange of service to the Lord. Basically, the yogi is simply meditating, so it's more like a neutral realization of Krishna. The relation is not so actually developed, specifically the exchange with God. Plus, in most of the cases, actually, it is mentioned how the yogi usually they become attracted by the byproduct of their endeavor in the realization of Paramatma, by becoming attracted by yogic power that they develop. But Prabhupada explained that the bhakta, or the devotee, want to see him in his complete perfection. Because it is explained actually that only the devotee who worship God with the proper mentality and is to serve Krishna purely without any material or mundane motivation. And paradoxically, although the devotee has no desire for himself when he serves Krishna, when he serves the supreme form of the Lord Krishna, in the same time, that's only on this level of pure service in pure love that the saints can be fully satisfied. It's only on this level that the saints can be actually fully like satisfied. It is explained by Prabhupada at the beginning of the purport that he is known as Rasovaisa, which means actually that Krishna is in this form, is the source of all pleasure, of all relishable relation, like we call rasa. That's actually this supreme realization that can fully satisfy the soul. So that's the most elevated platform of self-realization that the devotee attain by worshipping the form of the Lord, and especially it is mentioned the form of Krishna in his pastime as with the gopi or the cowherd boys are the most perfect, is the most perfect form. So that's the position of the devotee. Of course, we know that there is also a very pure attraction by devotee who worship Lord Narayan, Lakshmi Narayan, or Sitaram. But Prabhupada made this point at the end of the purport, how this form of Krishna as the lover of the gopi is the chief form. And it actually not only on a sentimental, not mundane, but I mean the sentiment and the more elevated by this in the relation between Krishna and his devotee, but also philosophically we understand that Krishna in this form as the enjoyer in Vrindavan Dham of all relation with his devotee is actually the original form. So both actually are, for those reasons, they are the most elevated, this is the most elevated form. As Prabhupada mentioned this verse by the of the Brahma Samhita, Venum, Gvanantam, and so on. Also, we have this other verse of Ishvara Paramakrishna, Satchitananda Vigara, Anadya De Govindam Savakarana Karanam, and that Krishna actually is the supreme personality of Godhead and is the origin of all causes, is actually the very most essence of realization of the Absolute Truth. And the devotee, for this reason, he wants to attain Chaj Shirada Gopita Ki. He wants to attain this wonderful relation that we can have in the spiritual world in Goloka Vrindavan, and so many different types of relation of exchange with Krishna are possible on this in the spiritual world in Goloka Vrindavan, and that's in this way the most wonderful gift of Lord Chaitanya in this present age, that he give actually the highest. And sometimes we hear many times how this is the highest perfection to attain the shelter of the feet of Lord Krishna. And we hear regularly this. But if we realize actually the truth of this statement, it's quite absolutely amazing, in a sense that, as we know, it's the worst degraded age of the Kali Yuga, and in fact, we are so far away actually from even the most fundamental platform of spiritual understanding. We are so far away from any religious duties, and so far away from any even the most common proper behavior of human being in this Kali Yuga, as we see in the society, it's so degraded. So when we actually realize that in this, the middle of this complete chaos of this age, Lord Chaitanya appears and he gives the very most, the very best of what can give us a spiritual life by giving us the name, the holy name of Krishna, and in this way giving us the love of God, the Prema, to Lord Krishna, and engaging directly in the service of Krishna by engaging ourselves in a Sankirtan movement. So it's just simply a miracle. We can never underestimate our chance, our benefit by having been in contact with this movement. We should never actually forget how it's unique, and it's not so common. Actually, it's extremely, extremely rare to have this chance to be engaged directly in the Sankirtan movement of Lord Chaitanya. And we are so close from just a few hundred years, when we know how very rarely Lord Chaitanya appears in this once a day of Brahma, is it? I don't remember exactly. It's one every day. So when we know the calculation of how many years that means, it's just like practically eternity for us, so tiny soul. So it's extremely wonderful gift that has been given. We can't even understand why once a devotee asks Prabhupada, how is it that we are so sinful in the West, we have no practice of true religion, we don't even do ordinary, I would say, not mundane, but you know, good action to help other people. Most of the devotees before they joined, they were not at all performing even the most basic duty of a person who live so-called honorably in the society. So he was asking this devotee, how is it possible that we got the mercy to be engaged in this movement? Because we don't have past activity, it seems, from what kind of life we were having before we joined. And Prabhupada say that actually I create your past activity. So it's very, I know how we have been in, engaged in this wonderful movement, knowing our past life, our present life, what we were doing before. It's a miracle, you know. Normally it should have never been us. So we should never spoil this opportunity, even if we don't really appreciate fully, don't really understand the benefit to serve Krishna. We should actually never spoil it because, as Prabhupada explained, the duration of life is very, very short in one sense, and most of the time is taken away from us for activity which are not part of our spiritual development. I mean, if you see how many time we spend just sleeping, or when you are a baby or a young child, you have to learn to school, so many kind of thing, and then you have most of us who have to go through married life, and so many energy have to be spent just to raise children for economic stability, and then came old age and we become dizzy, so many obstacles because of our body, our mind is not functioning properly. So in fact it's extremely short. As we know, Kali Yuga is only at the most 100 years we live. So compared to the thousands of years in other yoga for practicing spirituality. It's so short, and on top of it, most of those years we are busy with so many different other activity. So we should, whatever time we have for developing our relationship with the Lord, with Krishna, we should actually not spoil it, not whimsically. It's a real value. It's an extraordinary gift given us by the mercy of Srila Prabhupada and Lord Chaitanya, and we should really take advantage of it if we realize how important and unique it is, and the fact just that we can, in this Western world, every day have the possibility to come and to see the form of Shri Radha Gopinath, it's just something we can never underestimate, and we should really appreciate. And in this way, if we daily make an endeavor to practice sadhana bhakti as was given by Srila Prabhupada, and in this way we gradually establish our relation with the Supreme Personality of Godhead, and Lord Krishna actually, he will be very, very pleased by us. Because as it is said, Krishna is only satisfied, fully pleased by the endeavor of his devotee. And although certainly we are not on such a high level of consciousness, and in many cases our motivation are not the most pure, just the fact that we try to establish properly our relation with Krishna, and we try to serve him humbly under the direction of the spiritual master, in the association of the other Vaishnava, Krishna is so pleased by this. Because he knows from where we are coming, he knows it's not easy. But if he just see the sincerity, he will be definitively fully satisfied. And as it is explained, what does it mean to satisfy Krishna? It means when Krishna is satisfied, everything we can dream of, he will give us, we will get. As it is explained, please be merciful, by Lord Shiva, please be merciful upon me and show me that form. For only that form worshipped by the devotees can perfectly satisfy all the demands of the senses. So we should not even worry so much how I'm going to be fully satisfied, because it's true in this world the senses are so agitated, always demanding, and the mind is always endeavoring for peacefulness, and it seems it never comes. But if we understand properly that by just serving Krishna, all these demands of the senses, they will be fulfilled. So that's the most wonderful gift of that was given to us, this worship of the transcendental form of Lord Krishna. Maybe there is some commentary you want to add, something about the form of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, if you have some commentary. Yeah, Ramananda?
Maybe it's nice to note that I think it was said that in this age when Vajrayana appeared, also that Krishna appeared in its very original form. There was no expansion, it was
really the original.
Guruha and Prasanna. Pure original form.
Okay, so I think I can read the last time the verse, the translation. My dear Lord, I wish to see you exactly in the form that your very dear devotees worship. You have many other forms, but I wish to see your form that is especially liked by the devotees. Please be merciful upon me and show me that form. For only that form worshipped by the devotees can perfectly satisfy all the demands of the senses. Jai Srila Prabhupada ki, Jai Srila Gopinath ki, Gopinanda.